Hey, Genesis, go ahead and bring me up live. I'm being interviewed by a fine station in Indiana that goes into Chicago right now. I was sitting in here in the studio, and it went a little bit over, and Jason's about to be in here in a minute, but I'm on the line, so I can't get off. And I'm talking to Ron Muhammad, a great guy up there on a radio station. Let me plug it for folks. I've done like five interviews today, but I've done his over the years many, many times. And it's WLTHradio.com. And I should be done here. I should be done here in just a moment. But go ahead, sir. I have never heard that Barack Obama came to New York City in search of his long-lost daddy, Malcolm X. I do know that Malcolm X, as long as he was preaching division, the New World Order didn't care. But as soon as Malcolm X said, look, we all need to come together against corruption, that's when the establishment had him killed. And I'm just really been honored to be on your show and be able to tell folks about the Obama deception, how it's free on the Internet. And I would love to come back on and take more calls in the future. Hey, Mr. Muhammad, it was good being on your show. Take care. Folks, that is how insane my day is. And we got Webster Tarpley with storms.
I got Tarpley news for you on the break.
Oh, you got Tarpley news for me during the break?
Yeah.
But he has a flight in the morning.
Well,
now.
The thing is that he got one of the coupons, and when he went to go get to U.S. Airways with one of the coupons, they wanted two coupons. So now he has to go to AirTran before he goes to U.S. Airways to get a second coupon.
In the morning.
I told him if he needed to.
Oh, my God. These people are incredible.
He may be calling me at 5:30 in the morning, so I know.
Okay, well, we're going to get Tarpley here one way or the other, and I'm in all these interviews. I'm going to let Jason Burmes come over and do his own show. And I apologize. That's how crazy this war room is. Look how exhausted I look. I like beat to death. There's a reason we're number one, folks, because we're maniacs. My phone, the whole time I was doing the interview, the phone was ringing. Was that Tarpley? Yeah,
it probably was Tarpley.
Go ahead and take over, Burmes.
All right. Hey, folks, we are live. It is Friday, March 27th. Oh, and today's the one-month anniversary, Alex. This will be 1 month of me doing the show here. It's great times.
Welcome. We appreciate the great job, Burmes.
Thank you, sir. So, yeah, we are running all over the place. Tarpley had his flight canceled, and it's just been, we tried to get him a flight here so we could get here today, and we couldn't do that, and then there's a whole hassle for tomorrow, and yada, yada, yada. If you heard me yesterday, I was telling you that Tarpley was going to be coming in. I was also telling you that Patrice O'Neill was going to be doing my show, but he was double booked. So he will be I think he's going to be on in the next 2 weeks sometime. They're going to try to schedule him in the next 2 weeks. We are going to have Russ Baker on Family of Secrets, the Bush dynasty, the powerful forces that put him in the White House, and what their influence means for America. That's in the second hour. I wanted to do some kind of a news blitz in this first section, but I have so much stuff right in front of me. Right now, I don't know what I can get through in the next minute or so. We're going to take your calls in the first hour. It's 866-582-9933. Let's try to bust through this headline right here before we go to break. UN climate change plan would likely shift trillions to form a new world economy. New world economy. A United Nations document on climate change, it's always about climate change, that would be distributed to major environmental conclave next week, envisions a huge reordering of the world economy. See? When I sit here for hours on end and tell you that they want to charge you a carbon tax after they re-regulate the economy, I'm not making it up. I'm not saying it for my health. I'm trying to warn you. That's what the environmental movement is about. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
UN climate change plan would likely shift trillions to form a new world economy. A United Nations document on climate change that would be distributed to a major environmental conclave next week envisions a huge reordering of the world economy. Notice, a huge reordering of the world economy. Likely to involve trillions of dollars in wealth transfer, millions of job losses, and of course gains, because we're moving towards this new green economy of ours. Unbelievable. New taxes. There it is right there. New taxes. Carbon taxes. Taxes you will be paying because you drive two cars. Taxes you will be paying because you have a big house. Taxes you will be paying because you use a little too much toilet paper and flush the toilet a little too much. In fact, you know what? Jaron, find me that. I want that article up there. U.S. thirst for toilet paper. Worse than SUVs. And that should bring up the article I'm talking about. It's something a little bit different, but they're demonizing wiping your behind, folks. Think about that. When they tell you, you know what, watch how much you poop, I think it's time to start rethinking the environmental agenda. Oh, Jason, they want to save the earth. No, they want to charge you a carbon tax. All right, that's what this is about. This is all going to be under the supervision of a world body. And right here it says carbon taxes, by the way. Here it is. And complicated payments for greenhouse gas abatement schemes and carbon taxes. Jason Burmes isn't telling you you're going to have a carbon tax. The United Nations is telling you. There it is right there. Can you believe? I mean, Jaron, take a look at that. It's pretty ridiculous, right? Fluffy toilet paper said to be worse for environment than humans. What? Or Hummers. I'm sorry. Hummers. Humans, too. Well, they want to wipe us out. I mean, we're going to play that Ted Turner clip. We played it two nights in a row. And then in a nexus point on this, this is something I talked about on Alex today very briefly and broke last night. But Congress approves a landmark conservation bill. Now, they don't give the bill number. They just say that the measure, a package of more than 160 bills, would set aside about 2 million acres, parks, rivers, streams, desert, and forest trails. But if you read further, separately, the legislation would permanently protect and restore a 26 million acre system composed of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management's most historic and scenic lands and waters, including the Canyons of Ancients in Colorado and the Red Rock Canyon outside of Vegas. So when they say, you know, this is a couple million, no, this is about 30 million acres being grabbed up. And this doesn't even tell you what the carbon credit system is going to be, the carbon tax system. They don't even mention that in this little thing. I guarantee in the legislation, carbon credits, carbon taxes, greenhouse gas emissions, all in there. Will somebody please find out what bill number this is and call me up and let me know so I can at least have the story for Monday? I get a lot of good stuff, but for instance, you know, sometimes things don't pan out. Somebody was really worried about this anti-gun legislation, this gun ban. And from what I saw, it was introduced in January in the 110th Congress, but went nowhere. So I don't even know if it's up for a vote or whatever. I don't even think, it might have even been before 2009 that it was up there. But anyway, it was introduced. It hasn't gone anywhere. It might even be as far as 2007. So that didn't pan out. But a lot of things do, folks. And the fact that the UN is openly saying that they want a carbon tax, they want it under the supervision of a world body, and they want to shift trillions of dollars to form a new world economy. Wake up. Wake up. The 16-page note obtained by Fox News will be distributed to participants at a mammoth negotiating session that starts on March 29th in Bonn, Germany. The first of three sessions intended to hammer out the actual commitments involved in the New Deal. Oh, the New Deal. Sounds like that global New Deal that we've been hearing so much about. UN conclaves the negotiators are known as the Ad Hoc Working Group on Further Commitments for Annex Parties under the Kyoto Protocol. And if you don't know about the Kyoto Protocol, you know, Jones did America Destroyed by Design so many years ago. Really went over Kyoto, went over a lot of the land grabs, went over why the environmental movement is a front for the elite. That's what, I mean, the man was talking about a carbon tax over 10 years ago, folks. Now they're talking about a carbon tax. I mean, give me a break. Somebody in Congress is standing up to the Obama administration, knowing that they're probably going to abandon the dollar. She's trying to introduce a legislation saying that they cannot abandon the dollar. This is Michelle Bachmann, and I believe she's out of Minnesota. In response to suggestions by China, Russia, and other countries around the world calling on the International Monetary Fund to explore multinational currency, U.S. Representative Michelle Bachmann has introduced a resolution that would bar the dollar from being replaced by any foreign currency. Listen, it's not just these foreign countries. Pull it up. I need the IMF one. IMF quantitative easing. It says right in the quantitative easing program that the global super currency that they're going to print up, the people that want that are the U.S. Treasury. They won't name names, but people inside the U.S. Treasury Department want that. It's not just China, it's not just Russia, it's not just other world bodies. It's people in the U.S. Treasury calling for the IMF to print a global supercurrency. Do you understand? Do you get it? Don't you understand that the G20 is coming up right now? It's the 27th. It will be held in less than 5 days. He will grovel to the Queen and her agenda beforehand. IMF poised to print billions of dollars in global quantitative easing. Scroll down for me, will you? So I can read just this first part right here. Stop right there. All right. Let's see where we got this. Here it is. Alistair Darling and senior figures in the U.S. Treasury have been encouraging the fund to issue hundreds of billions of dollars worth of a so-called special drawing rights. It's the U.S. Treasury that is asking for a global supercurrency. I mean...
Like he told the CFR, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. This bill is great. I like Michelle Bachmann, but it's not just China, Russia, and other countries asking for a world currency or the IMF. It's the U.S. Treasury Department. Call these bastards out on their lies, please. I'm begging you. Somebody, anybody. When I did see Geithner before Congress, and I did see Bernanke before Congress, when they were asked about the world currency and whether or not they would renounce it, they were like, yeah. We're not going to switch to a world currency. They gave a one-word answer and put their head down. Does that tell you anything? Does it tell you anything that when Obama is asked about China and a super currency, he avoids the entire question, so the reporter has to come back and say, well, what about the world currency? And he goes, no, I don't think there's a need for that. Really? Really? Yet you've set it all up into place. Your administration is 100% behind it. You're willing to let the Federal Reserve buy up more of this country. I mean, come on. Come on. Trillions. Trillions and trillions and trillions. People getting raped of their 401ks. People losing their pension plans. People losing their homes. Banks consolidating power. It's all happening right in front of our faces. And people are just sitting back going, well, you know, we need to do it. I had somebody call in last night and tell me how great the Obama Youth Corps were going to be. I couldn't even get a PDF file of the final bill of the Give Act today. The fifth version. We went on the show, went over 1710 of the Give Act, I think on Wednesday. I think there was three versions of the bill at that time. We're at the fifth version now. Come on. That's how fast track legislation works, folks. They put whatever they want in there. And if you were listening to the Alex Jones show earlier today when Alex, myself, and Bob Chapman were on, you would understand that it is not congressmen or senators that write this legislation. It is special interest groups. It is lobbyists. It are think tanks. Those are the ones that write this legislation. Do you understand? They don't even get a chance to read the legislation. I think they had an hour to read this bill. Come on. I mean, they don't write the bills up. They don't read the bills. They just pass the bills. And then, as they're passed, they can just change them any which way they want.
No, the government's good. We can trust them. Glenn Beck says there was no national service in the bills and no FEMA camps. Shut up, Babis. I like the government.
You know what? That's a great point. I love the government too, Alex. We should just bow down to them and Lord Meggs. Lord Meggs, you know what? That's another thing we're going to bring up. I'm going to be analyzing my debate with James Meggs from a couple years ago. It's actually, geez, how many years ago now? Almost 3 years ago, where I took on Popular Mechanics. Me and Dylan went up against David Dunbar and James Meggs. And now Glenn Beck, the superhero that just came right out of the mainstream media. I've had so many people call, you know, I think that Glenn Beck's really going as far as he can. I know Glenn. He's a really good man. He's exposing the banking system. He's going to expose these FEMA camps. He started the 9/12 project, Jason. He's the greatest thing. He's the voice we need, Jason. And I'm like, are you out of your mind? This is Glenn Beck, the guy that had Popular Mechanics come and debunk 9/11 against themselves. I was scheduled to be on Glenn Beck against James Meggs, and I owned him in the morning, so Beck canceled me. Straight up. No dice. You don't get to go. I think I did the Adam Carolla show that day, WBII in New York City, and a couple other shows. And well, obviously, I did the Democracy Now! Against James Meggs where I owned him. Now, Meggs is great when there's no opposition. He can read off a script just like anybody else. He's a seasoned professional with media savvy, and he knows it. The guy was the head editor over at Entertainment Weekly. That's where he cut his bones. You know, I'm just going to keep on rocking on. We're going to take your calls in the next segment. It's 866-582-9933. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Trower drops the Freedom moniker. That's right. It's no longer the Freedom Tower, folks. Not that I was all for the Freedom Tower, and the Freedom Tower probably wasn't the name that I wanted for this, but they dropped the name, and now we're just going to call it One World Trade Center. Now, at first, I thought it was going to be the One World Trade Center, and that would have really just, I don't know. It definitely wouldn't have tickled my fancy, if you know what I mean. It would have made me extremely irate and angry.
However, from what I'm understanding, it is only going to be one World Trade Center along with the rest of the complex. Well, that's pretty psychotic you got going on behind me, huh, guys? What am I hypnotizing the people? I mean, I think this is legitimately hypnotizing. What do you think, Jacobson? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, let's put some Shakira back there.
Oh, it's on tonight.
All right. I'm glad they're taking the freedom out of it. I'm not so happy that it's one World Trade Center. As long as it's not the one World Trade Center, I'm not going to get up in arms about it. As long as it's one World Trade Center. And there's a two World Trade Center. You know, most of the buildings are still around there. The complex is still there. Seven World Trade was well rebuilt. So, just worth noting. Get the feeling you're being watched. If you're driving, you just might be. This is just one of those track and trace stories where they've got cameras installed all over the Woodfield Mall last November to film cars that were running red lights, then used the footage to issue citizens the tickets. Results were astonishing. The town issued $1 million in fines in just 3 months. Wow! This is a little town. $1 million in just 3 months. But drivers caught by the unforgiving enforcement, which mainly snared those who didn't come to a full stop before turning right on end, exploded in anger. As well they should have been. There's no reason for this. Many vowed to stop shopping in the mall unless the camera was turned off. The village stopped monitoring right turns at the intersection in January. So, this is the new society. Unless we start passing laws. And, I got an encouraging email from somebody today. They were talking about the fact that we did get them to stop issuing the Myoic report, admitting that there were flaws in it. Without this program, without Infowars.com, no one would have known about the MIAC report. And when we talked about it, oh, you're a kook. I mean, that's what we got anyway. Oh, you faked that document. That document's not real. Beware. No, it is real. And the cops sent it to us. And nobody in the mainstream media acknowledged that that's where this came from. Here. And now they've stopped sending it everywhere. I'm sure there's a classified version that is much, much worse. All right, I promised I'd take your calls. Let's take one more call. One call before the break, and then we'll go to your calls in the next section. Remember, at the top of the hour, we're going to be having Russ Baker, Family of Secrets, the Bush Dynasty, the powerful forces that put it in the White House, and what their influence means for America. Let's go to Dave in Florida. Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Okay, buddy, yeah. Real quick, mandatory flu shots for preschoolers. There's a bill being pushed through Tallahassee right now. They want to mandate flu shots for all preschoolers, and they want to do this by July 1st.
Okay, give me the bill number.
I don't know. It's on baynews9.com. It's like their front page right there that it's up there on.
Okay.
But I want to hit these things real quick. The Obama deception, you know how they have like those inserts where you can see Obama and everything like that? Is there any way that Alex could get those things and sell them to people that was just going to make a bunch of copies and give them out so that they would have those pictures? Maybe you could sell like a pack of 100 or whatever.
You're talking about the prints?
Yeah, like the little prints or something.
I was in the printing industry for a long time, actually, man, and I can just tell you that for the quality that you want and that he would have to do to sell them like that, it's expensive, especially when you're not doing it in, because when you make a DVD and you buy them in the thousands, we usually do at this place like 10,000 and sometimes more runs, you can get a DVD package for about $1.17, but I'm in the printing business back in the day, and basically what you'd have to do is you'd have to take two 11 by 17s, you have to set it up, and then you have to get it cut, and it ends up costing somewhere between,
Ralph Nader. I know you got to go. I'd like to hear Ralph Nader. He's got a big thing right now coming out. And okay. Man, love the show and everything like that. I wanted to talk to you about Stormfront, but I realized that we...
All right, hold over. I'll hold you over to the next segment, Dave. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burns. We're going to take your calls in the next segment. PrisonPlan.tv, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, blacksmith of pain. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, blacksmith of pain. Letter from the government sealed and signed.
We are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. We're on the line with Dave in Florida. Dave, continue.
Yeah, hey, buddy. Yeah, listen, I was just reading an article about Ralph Nader. He said seven steps the Obama administration's not taking to fix the banking crash and why not. I'd really like to hear, if you can, I know he's a busy man, but if you could, any way you could get Ralph Nader up to talk about that. I find him to be a very interesting man.
Well, he's done Alex's show a couple times, so we might.
Oh, yeah, I heard
that.
Him. Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Also, man, I heard you, you know, talking about Stormfront here a little while back. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to be a sustaining member of Stormfront. I'm no longer. But mm-hmm. the reason I'm not is I heard about Alex Jones on Stormfront, and I came over to Alex's site, and my views changed. So, you know, sometimes, like, if you say, like, you don't want people from Stormfront to listen to, you know, to Alex, you'd be surprised when people start hearing the truth, they sort mm-hmm. of open their eyes. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say, like, don't come, but, I'm not saying anything good or bad about Stormfront right now because, you know, I'm no longer a sustaining member there.
Well, the only problem is that, like, right now, like, I don't know if you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv, but I've got this special issue intelligence report, and it's because people like Stormfront link to our articles. We're in we're literally in hate group magazines.
Right, right. You know? And I understand. Yeah, because, and see, listen, and they even say over at Stormfront, they know Alex is not a white nationalist.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, but there's a lot of the things that Alex, you know, is doing as far as constitutional that a lot, see, it isn't, you know, and I can't speak for everybody in Stormfront because there's like 150, 160,000 members over there. Mm-hmm. But it isn't like everybody that's going over there has got a Nazi flag hanging it on their, you know, you got a lot of guys with PhDs and engineers. I mean, you know, degrees that you'd really be surprised at. And it's, they're not like down for like, you know, racism or anything like that. We're just very concerned that a lot of this crime's coming into our neighborhoods and you start searching the web. But the point I'm saying is when you come over mm-hmm. to Alex and you start listening to him, you start distancing yourself from Stormfront automatically. But had it not have been for Stormfront, I would have never heard about Alex, and my views probably would have been a lot more ardent than what they are. Like, before I started listening to Alex, my views about Jews was really not that positive.
And,
but then
I
start listening, but I start listening to Alex, and I'm like, whoa, man, you know, I gotta back up. I can't just paint this broad brush on Jews or blacks.
I'm glad that we reached out to you through that medium, and I'm hearing you because we don't want to just preach to the choir. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I just don't understand how people cannot judge a person by the content of his character, but the color of his skin, just because of the way other people act. You know what I mean?
Well,
and I understand. You know, people worried about the border issues, people worried about crime, people worried about their families, and I do understand that we need to reach people, and I want to wake people up to you know, there is no Jewish problem. Okay, there are some powerful guys.
See, I see that now, but I didn't know that until I listened to Alex. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, before
I started listening to Alex, I'm like, man, you know, these guys are bad news. But then I start listening to him, and I say, wait a minute, man. You know, no. You know, people are people, you know, and there's a lot of good Jewish people, a lot of good black people.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of bad people, too, you know, in other races. But we got a lot of bad people in our race.
Yeah, we got a ton of bad people everywhere. Hey, Dave, I thank you for the call, my man. I'm just saying that, you know, you look at the overall picture, and it's pretty easy to try to, you know, paint people as anti-Semitic when they speak out against, say, Israel. Because Israel does some pretty rough and tumble stuff, especially over at the Gaza Strip. You look at the Mossad and the false flag operations that they've carried out in and around the Middle East and even helped carry out here in the United States. And that's where people go. But then that driving force of hate is my problem. And I understand that not everybody that gets on there hates everybody. They're just looking for something. And I can't even really come at it from I guess that perspective, because that's never what was taught to me. I didn't grow up around white Nazis or white nationalists or just anybody. For me, racism, I didn't even really realize how bad it was until I went to college, and even the Jewish kids were calling each other's, you know, you Jew bastard and all this other stuff, you know, and there was all these negative jokes and oven jokes, and I'm like, this is for real? You know, because I was unaware. I didn't even know that this kind of anti-Semitism, I guess, even really existed. And I, as far as I was concerned, there was more jokes about Jews in college than any other ethnic group whatsoever. I mean, you forget about it. And whether that's good or not, I don't think it's good. But even there, it was kind of like joking back and forth, ha, 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 I could get a laugh out of it. You know, I'm totally asleep at this point. I don't know anything about the New World Order or anything like that. Then I get into this movement, and people start accusing me of being a Mossad agent, or, you know, I work for Israel, and we're funded by the Simon family, and Fox News is supporting us because of this. I'm like, what is this? I don't even know what this is. And I actually had to look into what Zionism even was, because I remember asking myself, what is Zionism? And Zionism, in its, I guess, purest definition, was those who were in favor of the creation of a nation state for Jews, Israel, before it was there. But then I think to myself, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense, because all you have to do is be pro-Israel to be a Zionist. I mean, if you look who created Israel, it was created out of World War II. The Brits helped do it. We helped do it. I don't think everybody who necessarily wanted that nation state was a bad person. They just thought that they needed to be there. You know, that those people had been driven from their land. A lot of people didn't envision what was going to happen between them and the Gaza Strip and the Palestinians, and whether both were going to have their own nation state. I am opposed to any type of nation states that are based solely on a population's religion or race, period. You know, I'm into sovereign nations based on free humanity, really. I mean, it sucks that the Chinese that have this huge country have just banned YouTube. That's totally against free humanity. That's on another side of the spectrum, but, I mean, come on. All right, I've rambled on. I haven't taken enough calls. Let's go to Zach in New York. Zach, what's up? Yes, sir.
Hey.
How you doing?
I was going to blame you for part of the carbon tax problem because since I've been listening to you and Alex, I haven't had a solid movement in days.
Well, actually, you're helping because apparently we're using too much toilet paper in the United States, and toilet paper is actually worse for the environment than Hummers are.
Well, you know, I buy one ply.
Well, then maybe your carbon tax will be light.
That's what I'm aiming for. But I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah. I mean, anything else for us?
Oh, man, I do, but I'll save it.
All right, brother. All right. Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Phil in Texas. Phil, what's up?
Hey, brother. I live here in Austin, Texas. I actually live down the road from the Highland Mall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people are well aware of, you know, Hurricane Ike, and FEMA came and took over a wing of the Highland Mall and had their trucks and everything out there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's pretty much common knowledge. Today, me and my girlfriend, you know, just out of the blue, we went to the mall. She had to go pick up something, a shirt or something. And, you know, so I wanted to go look at it for myself, you know, kind of see where they were and everything. Kind of strange outside in the parking lot. You know, I sat there, waited on her to come out. There was actually a lady that came out of the JCPenney wearing, a FEMA jacket. It said FEMA on the back of the jacket. And I noticed there was an Austin, policeman standing at the door to where the old JCPenney's was. And, you know, they have signs on the door that say, this is not a mall entrance, you know, and, you can't go in here. Mm-hmm. And there was in the 10 minutes I sat in the parking lot, there were, you know, continuously people coming in, going out, you know, and it's not really anything to kind of raise a red flag or anything, but it's just kind of disconcerting that, you know, Hurricane Ike was months and months ago, and to see that there is, you know, at least someone with a FEMA jacket still coming and going out of that building, you know, that in some
way. It looks
way
like they may
still
have put a permanent command center there. I mean, that's what you're telling me. I mean, how many months ago was this?
Hurricane Ike was a couple of months ago. When I went down there was today, just earlier this afternoon after I got off work.
So it'd be interesting to see if they ever get out of there. I mean, if it's the old JCPenney's and they have, you know, police outside of the door and you're seeing people go in and out wearing FEMA clothes, I mean, the question is, how long do they get to stay? What's the provision? Will they be there indefinitely?
Yeah, that's the only thing that kind of concerns me because there's really, you know, as far as I could tell, there's really no need for FEMA to even be in Austin. You know, I mean, there's not really a major crisis going on. There's no anything going in Austin where they would need to be here. It's just kind of disconcerting to see that they still have a presence here.
I got to agree with you, man, and I thank you for the call. I mean, why are they here, you know, a couple months after the fact? I mean, are they setting up permanent FEMA centers around the country? Well, could it be? I mean, we have these civilian inmate labor program declassified documents. We have the Army Civilian Police and Security Guard Program, declassified documents. We got Glenn Beck telling us the FEMA camps don't exist. And that, you know, FEMA's the greatest thing ever. In fact, let's go to that, and then we'll go back to your calls afterwards. This is Jimmy Meggs saying, you know, these are just conspiracy theories.
And here, James, that I called you, what, three, 4 weeks ago, and
right.
asked you to help on a project. And that is, I really truly believe, America, we have a real problem in this country. We don't know what the truth is anymore. We don't have anybody we can trust. And there's a lot of stuff, and I've told you before, and I've told you for a long time on the internet, please don't pass these things around on the internet unless you know they're true. And I think it is important for us to debunk those things or verify those things that are out there, because we're separating on the truth now. So I asked James from Popular Mechanics to do an investigation on several projects. The first one is the FEMA camp.
Yes, and so we put a reporter on this, and what's so interesting here, we're waiting to really do a definitive deep dig on this. We don't like to just come out and say, oh, we've debunked it, you know, after we've looked at it for two days. But it looks, from our early reporting, like a classic conspiracy theory, little grains of truth, but all adding up to something that really isn't true.
Okay, when do we have this ready? Week from Monday?
Yeah.
A week from Monday. This is one of those things that, they are so specific on the internet. And this is why I was going to do an expose on this, and I thought that we had some of the things from the internet, and we weren't ready to go on with them. Mm-hmm. All we had was the grains of truth and the things that we knew were false and this, but we didn't have that definitive, they show this picture, here it is. They show this picture, there it is. And that's why we called you.
Well, yes, and you know, you remember all the 9/11 conspiracy theory reporting we did, and we found again and again, someone would take some little fact, but they would take it out of context, and they would put it on the web, and it looks credible because they mimic, you know, the way that regular journalists...
But you are going to be able to show the pictures, and you're going to say, this is true, this is false, this is true, this is false. Great. That is a week from Monday.
All right,
now,
get him out of here.
Watching the 9/12...
Get him out of there. Yeah, this is true, this is true. This is true, this isn't. The pictures, if you were going to go by pictures and video, Glenn, I can prove 9/11's an inside job. I've done so. Oh, that's right, you wouldn't have me on. That's right, you just had James Meg spouting his lies and trying to denigrate anybody that would ask questions about 9/11. I like how they say, oh, they'd make it look like a real journalist report, just like the real media, by taking a fact. Oh, they do it so well. No, that's because we are taking facts from the mainstream media and showing them to people, and people's jaws are dropping when they're put into the proper context. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Chris in Maryland. Chris, how are you doing?
All right, man. How you doing?
Good, good, good.
First off, I wanted to say I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Problem. I just want to let you know what's going on in Maryland. I'm from We Are Change.
Mm-hmm.
There's not too many members over here, but I'm trying to gather people the best I can and tell people about your show. And right now, I work at Walmart, and really the guns are non-existent now. Like, we used to have guns all over the place. Now they're, like, non-existent, the bullets. We used to have, like, stock full. Now, it's like a couple boxes here and there. They're not even coming in.
Well, that's what I was about to ask you. Is it because there's such a demand, as we've seen a rise in firearm sales all across the country, a rise in the amount of ammunition being sold? Is it that there are so many people coming in and buying it, or is it now the refusal to reorder it?
Well, it's probably not only that, but I think it's just the fact that they've stopped shipping them, and that makes the demand even higher. And it's not just Walmart. It's everywhere you look here. There's no ammo, no bullets.
Well, I mean, where I am in New York, I haven't been there now in over a month, but, you know, Walmart carries shotguns and rifles and all that, and they're very easy to get, and they usually are in abundance. I have not seen any kind of a drought there, but I will definitely look into it, Chris.
No problem. All right, cool.
Thank you for the call, brother. All right, let's jump to Lenny in New York. Lenny, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say my favorite part of the Obama attention was Sokka's really chewing on his tie like it's, like my dog chewing on his toy.
You mean Sokka's really Mr. New World Order on Glenn Beck? Have you seen that clip?
Yeah. You just played it, right?
No. That was James Meggs of Popular Mechanics saying they're going to debunk the FEMA camps. Saakashvili, who you were... wait, you know what? I don't think it's Saakashvili. Saakashvili is the Georgian president. I think you...
Yeah.
It's not the Georgian president that's eating his tie. I believe you're talking about Sarkozy, who is the French president.
No. This is 1-8-8-8-0-8 when Georgia attacked Russia.
It is Saakashvili? All right. Well, the Saakashvili went on Glenn Beck and when, you know, quote-unquote, Georgia was attacked, when Georgia actually went and attacked neighboring Russia.
And then they said a Russia attack. It was crazy. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, basically, blackout.
Yeah, well, what happened was Israel was running drills on the border, then the United States started running drills and sending special forces, and then they went and attacked, and then Russia had a response, and then Russia was the big demon. So Zakasvili gets up on Glenn Beck and starts saying how, oh, they're against the New World Order, Glenn. And Glenn doesn't call him out on it. Mr. Glenn Beck, the new guy against the New World Order. We're going to play that clip on the other side. You got anything else for me, man?
No, you're doing a great job, and thank you very much.
All right, you got it. Thank you. All right, let's go to Steve in Ohio. Steve, what's up?
Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hi there. How about some good news, my friend? You ready
let's hear some good news? I'm ready for some good news.
All righty. Just let you know, I know you guys work hard, and you need to hear the fruits of your labor, okay?
All right.
Number one, I'm from a small town in Ohio. I live in Cincinnati now. And they had 8 or 9 cameras, you know, the streetlight cameras.
CCTV cameras, and, sure.
Right, and the town stood up collectively and demanded they take them out. And, you know, guess what, man? They shut them down.
You know what? I think I read that story on the air yesterday. Yeah, people can rise up and say, no, we don't want to do this anymore. This is an invasion of our privacy. And I think that the guy who wanted them in said, you know, just because of populist politics, a lot of people are going to die now because we can't have these cameras there. Stay on the line, right, Steve. We're going to go back to you on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back with Saakashvili telling Glenn Beck, hey, I'm pro-New World Order. It's okay. And Glenn Beck just ignoring him. Oh, why is that, Glenn? You're such a man for the people. Hit it.
But the point here is, it's not about me. It's about the idea of freedom. It's about the future of the whole region. It's about the future of Europe and a New World Order. And what I think is that no matter what Russians do.
Oh, shouldn't Glenn Beck, our savior, jumped in there and said, whoa, 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 Mr. Saakashvili. New World Order? That sounds like globalist terminology. All right, let's go back to Steve in Ohio. Steve, what else on your mind? You there, Steve? I got nothing in my headphones. All right, let's jump to another caller. Let's go to Brian in New York. Brian, what's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, can I do an impression of Alex, maybe doing a commercial?
Hey, if you want to do an impression of Alex, you've got the floor for give you 30 seconds. Go for it.
Okay. Got your seeds. You got your water filters. You've burned dozens of copies of the Obama deception. You're up to your man breasts in gold and silver. When the New World Order takes over, where are you going to get them hoes?
Where are you going to get them what?
Hoes.
I mean, are we talking about what? Are we talking about?
This is rock and roll, dude. Hoes. You know, we don't love them hoes. You know, kind
of, oh, yeah. Well, I know, which I just had to make sure that we weren't talking farming equipment, my friend.
No. It's late night. You know, it's kind of obscure.
No, it is kind of fun. I try to get him to let me have some more rock guests on too.
Oh, I know.
We try to keep it. We try to keep it pretty light here, but we do cover some pretty heavy duty junes. Yeah,
I mean, no doubt. But I'm
just any other questions or comments, sir?
No, I just wanted to do that.
All right, you got it.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for the call. Keep it up.
All right, let's go to Nick in Arizona. Nick, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, what's up? Thanks very much for taking my call. Proud PrisonPlanet.tv member. Got my copy of the Obama deception, and it's just going viral at my work. I got people asking for 5 copies here, 3 copies there, jaws dropping, people waking up. It's awesome.
Awesome.
The reason I'm calling in real fast, I got a quick little story. I was at Best Buy here in Tucson, taking something back, and there's a cop standing in line, and at first I think he's taking something back. Mm-hmm. So upon further investigation of his uniform, he's Homeland Security in Best Buy, just standing there mugging, watching everybody. And I'm kind of hip to what's going on, but I just wanted your take on it. What is Homeland Security doing at Best Buy?
Well, you got to understand, sir, it can't just be the local police now that we're going to be having a national service corps. And actually, one of the headlines on Wolf Blitzer on CNN today was Obama's grassroots army. And that's what they were calling this national service corps they're talking about. They want to bring Homeland Security into the malls, into the large shopping centers, into arenas, into sports centers, all that stuff, because that's the next step. They want to move away from serve and protect police officers and move towards thuggish authorities, man. And that's why it's no longer just cops around. That's why they want to bring in Homeland Security.
I was just shocked. And my girlfriend and I are just shaking our head. And I wanted to ask him a question. And she's like, no, don't talk to him.
He'll just tell you, son, shut up. I'm doing my job. I'm trying to protect the country from Al-Qaeda. Thank you for the call. We are going to have Russ Baker on at the top of the next hour. Family of Secrets, the Bush Dynasty, the powerful forces that put it in the White House, and what their influence means for America. PrisonPlanet.tv. Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You are listening to GCN.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Reserve system. So now we have China, we have Russia, we have the U.S. Treasury Department, and the UN all calling for a new global reserve currency system. We'll have Russ Baker for you at the 8 after. A UN panel of expert economists pressed Thursday for a new global currency reserve scheme to replace the volatile dollar-based system and for coordinated steps by rich countries to stimulate their economies. A new global reserve system, what may be viewed as a greatly expanded SDR, that's special drawing rights. That's what they discussed. Special drawing rights was the same terminology they used in the IMF quantitative easing program. With regular or cyclically adjusted emissions calibrated to the size of reserve accumulations could contribute to global stability, economic strength, and global equity, the panel said. Folks, this, again, has another nexus point, which we discussed earlier, with the UN saying, hey, we need a new economy, a new world economy based on the environment. See, UN says we need a new global reserve currency. UN also says climate change would most likely shift trillions to form a new world economy. Isn't that lovely of them? They're so good to us, charging us for carbon taxes. I mean, come on. I mean, in this article it says, you know, we have to make it effective to have greenhouse gas reductions. And here's just a section of this UN climate change thing. In an influential but highly controversial paper called Key Elements of Global Deal on Climate Change, British economist Nicholas Lord Stern, formerly a high British Treasury official, has declared that industrial economics would need to cut their per capita carbon dioxide emissions by at least 80% by 2050. 80%. How are we supposed to expand business and expand trade and reduce our carbon outtake? It's impossible. If you want to expand things, the carbon's going to get more. You see what this is about? This scaling down. With the biggest, the biggest economies like the U.S. would have to make cuts of more than 90%. Can you imagine only being able to use about a tenth of the power you use every day? Forget about that 10-minute shower in the morning. You've got 60 seconds, okay? Forget about that 2-hour DVD. Catch a 20-minute talk show. I mean, this is what this means. Using less, having less, being less, less of a human being. Feeling guilty for being alive. Feeling guilty for wiping your bottom when they tell you, oh, you know, that toilet paper you're using in America is worse than SUVs. Your carbon footprint is horrendous. And then they have Planet Slayer on the ABC website for your kids, where they train your children that they should be dead by a teenager or a preteen, and that a pig's life has more value as they splatter it in a blood fest. I showed my brother that. He couldn't believe it. It's just unbelievable, folks. It's all here. It's all coming. And the G20 is going to codify a lot of this. You watch. And that's on the way. Russ Baker on the other side. It's the Jason Burmis Info Warrior program over at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea sets the standard.
Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal, not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we are now joined with Russ Baker of www.russbaker.com. Russ Baker is an old-fashioned muckraking journalist and pamphleteer using the newest technologies. His new book is Family of Secrets, The Bush Dynasty, The Powerful Forces That Put It in the White House, and What Their Influence Means for America. How are you today, Russ?
Good, Jason. Thank you.
Well, let's just get to it. This is a rather thick book. Obviously, a lot of our audience knows about Prescott Bush and, of course, George H.W. Bush and now his son, George W. Bush. But where did these guys initially get their power?
Well, this was all news to me in the 5 years that I spent researching this book. I wondered, you know, whether there was more to the improbable rise of George W. Bush than had met the eye, and in fact there was. Basically, what I learned was that the Bush family has been part of a kind of essentially an extra-legal intelligence apparatus dating back many decades, even a number of generations. And this goes all the way back actually to way before the CIA, when there was really naval intelligence was the name of the game, and that this was crucial for leading families to control resource extraction around the world. Even the great-grandfather of George W. Bush, Samuel Bush, was the head of small arms procurement for World War I. And the other great-grandfather was a close friend of the U.S. ambassador to Russia back just before the Tsar was overthrown. So they go way, way back in this apparatus that we do not understand that continues to exert power in the United States right up to the present day.
Now, a lot of people know about Prescott Bush, know that he was a senator in this country, know that he was arrested or his bank seized and frozen, his assets frozen under the Trading with the Enemies Act under J. Edgar Hoover, but he was also instrumental in bringing in the CIA through the OSS, wasn't he?
Right. Well, actually, Harry Truman, President of the United States at the time, was against having a peacetime intelligence service. FDR was against it, and he was basically pressured, and the architect of the modern CIA, Robert Lovett, was a business partner in Brown Brothers Harriman with Prescott Bush. So they really, it was their group, and in fact, one of the many, many revelations in Family of Secrets, it's 500 and some pages and 1,000 footnotes, things that have never been in any book before, is the extent to which this family was involved in shaping so many presidencies. They were instrumental in selecting Dwight Eisenhower to be president of the United States. They were instrumental in the rise of Richard Nixon. I reveal that they were involved with creating Richard Nixon's beginnings back in the 1940s and then getting him on the ticket. So they've been just phenomenally, and I don't mean them just as a family in their own right, but I mean them as enablers of much more powerful and wealthy interests than themselves.
And you're not kidding when you say this book is footnoted. I actually went through it a little bit today, knowing that you were coming on, and I mean, talk about a bibliography. Oh my God. I mean, I was actually showing Alex this. I'm like, this is probably the most extensive bibliography I've seen on any book featuring the Bush family, whether it be Tarpley's unauthorized biography of George H.W. Bush or Synthetic Terror or anything of the likes. I mean, this is really, it looks like it's the most researched book ever on the Bush family. And how does one get into this? Obviously, there's an interest out there about those in power. But what drove you and motivated you to, you know, bring this subject matter to the forefront?
Back in, about 2002, I was asked if I was interested in going over to the former Yugoslavia, Serbia, and also to some extent Bosnia, where they had these sort of struggling, you know, democracies. And there was an interest in having American journalists go over there and work with journalists in those countries, sort of guide them into investigative reporting and help them learn how to look into abuses of power and hold their own leadership and power structures accountable. And I was sort of delighted to do that. And what was supposed to be only about 6 weeks ended up being a year and a half. And while I was there, came the Iraq invasion. And I was writing articles way back then saying that it was pretty clear that this was all a trumped up excuse for war. But while I was there, people said to me, well, what about your own country? What work are you doing to explore what's going on there? And I realized I really needed to get back to the States and do my civic duty, you know, as an investigative journalist. And so I came back, and I really had no agenda beyond saying, what has happened to my country? My gosh, you know, the deceit and the sort of the hijacking of the whole process was so staggering to me. So I began traveling around the country on my own dime, just talking to journalists, people in government, and all different walks of life, trying to ask them, what do you think is behind the rise of this George W. Bush, a guy clearly unqualified, lacking in almost any category of leadership, and what is behind this? Is there nothing more to it? And everybody gave me different answers, or they didn't know what the answers were. And so I began digging, saying, I wonder if there's something more here. Well, the first thing I discovered was that George W. Bush had a very, very curious resume, that there were a bunch of companies he was involved with prior to becoming governor of Texas. And the things I document in Family of Secrets are not in any other book. They were never in any article. These are all of these strange companies that have the hallmarks of being sort of black ops companies, money laundering. There's money coming in from offshore accounts, Saudis, people connected to the South African apartheid regime, to Ferdinand Marcos, back to the Shah of Iran, and none of these companies are making any money. And I said, boy, this is really strange stuff. George W. Bush is not who we thought he was. And as I kept looking at him, I discovered that his relationship with his father was not this estranged one that we've been sold, but that, in fact, the son was sort of working for the father in this apparatus. And then I began to discover that the father had a secret life, that he had been involved in intelligence operations, not just in 1976 when he was CIA director, but dating all the way back 23 years earlier to 1953.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that. I mean, again, we talked about Prescott Bush helping bring in the OSS with Harriman Brothers Banking and those people. But George H.W. Bush may have been longtime CIA prior to... I mean, they don't just name somebody in 1976 out of nowhere with supposedly no intelligence background as the head of the CIA. He was obviously well-versed in the agency.
That's right. And what's amazing to me is when you look at the sort of hundreds and hundreds of books that have been put out about that period, none of them deal with this stuff. They all just mention, I even looked at old clippings of the New York Times and they were sort of scratching their heads and kind of making little sort of jokes about him being CIA director. But nobody thought, well, what does this mean? I mean, 1976, keep in mind there were crucial investigations going on. The Church Committee was mm-hmm. investigating all kinds of wrongdoing by the CIA, the involvement in unauthorized foreign assassinations, improper and unauthorized domestic covert operations here. There was a clamor for a new more serious investigation of the assassinations domestically, John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and so on. And so then, who do they stick in of all people? This guy, George H.W. Bush, who nobody considered to be particularly a bright bulb, and they stick him in there, and then he's in there one year. Jimmy Carter comes in, tries to reform the CIA, and he gets ousted very quickly. And then Bush is right back as vice president with Ronald Reagan. So I realized there was much going on here, and I discovered very interestingly what are the outlines of involvement by the elder Bush in operations in 1963 at the time of the John F. Kennedy assassination. And I have four chapters in Family of Secrets of all new information about the Kennedy assassination, again, all heavily footnoted, involving people who are connected to the senior Bush and the senior Bush himself in very, very disturbing activities on the day of the assassination, the day after, that whole period.
Now, before we get into the Kennedy assassination, what kind of operations were you able to find out that he was involved in prior to that through the CIA?
Okay, well, let's start with 1953. He starts a company called Zapata Petroleum. It's very deep and complicated stuff, and this is why I encourage people to take the book and read it slowly, because it's just full of names and dates and things that are going on, and you really got to kind of almost read some of these things twice to sort it out. But 1953 starts up this company, and the backing for this little tiny, this dinky nothing oil company in Midland, Texas comes from people like the Graham family who own the Washington Post. It comes from all these fascinating people who are connected to the CIA. And Alan Dulles, who's a close friend of the Bush family already for decades, he's the new CIA director under Eisenhower. Prescott Bush is a new senator involved with secret oversight of foreign operations, including an attempted assassination of Chou En-lai of China. You see then he starts a second company, and it's called Zapata Offshore. And this is going to become the one that he really runs. And it has tiny company with just a handful of rigs. But I've got documents showing him traveling all over the world, setting up offices in wacky places like Medellin, Colombia, which is...
Oh, I wonder why.
It's 150 miles from the coast or something. It's just the most baffling stuff. And his business partner, when he starts this offshore thing, is this guy named Devine, who is a career intelligence officer, an actual employee of the Central Intelligence Agency who, quote-unquote, resigns to go into the oil business. And so I trace these tentacles into all of these things. They put rigs off of Cuba prior to the Bay of Pigs invasion. I mean, they are doing stuff. He's going into Vietnam with this Devine guy undercover. They looks like they're making contact with the Phoenix program, which was an assassination program. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
So then let's fast forward. We're almost at the end of this segment, into the next segment, into the Kennedy assassination and what George H.W. Bush's role may have been in that. And then, folks, after the 38th mark, if you've got any questions for the man about the Bush family, now is the time to ask, because this guy, I mean, like I said, it is heavily footnoted. It is Family of Secrets. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades and every arm.
All right, folks, we are back. The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we are joined with Russ Baker of RussBaker.com. The new book is Family of Secrets, and it covers the Bush family up and down. It's all you never wanted to know about the Bush family but couldn't help asking about. And like I said, I looked just at the footnotes of this thing, and some chapters have 85 footnotes. I think you might even break the 100 mark once in a while. This is just probably the most extensive expose on the Bush family of all time. Now, we're going to fast forward to the Kennedy assassination. How did they have their dirty hands in this?
Well, you know, the first thing that struck me was just in examining the elder Bush's trajectory and trying to understand. I mean, first of all, George W. Bush would never have been president. There's no question without his father having been president and having basically the same name. And so I wondered how his father had become president. And looking at that and start looking at sort of his trajectory, I was struck by his statement, public statement, that when somebody asked him that he could not remember where he was on November 22, 1963, and I just thought, well, you know, everybody over the age of about five remembers where they were the day that Kennedy was shot, and so I thought that's strange. And here's a guy, I'm already seeing all these secrets in his past, and I wonder what that's about. And so I began looking at that, and I looked at, you know, a couple of journalists in 1988, the year that that the elder Bush, or the nickname Poppy, so I'll call him that, the year Poppy Bush was on his way to becoming president of the United States, was already vice president. That year, two different journalists found declassified documents relating to 1963. One of them says is a briefing document from the FBI dated. It refers to a briefing November 23, 1963, to two representatives of intelligence agencies about the assassination. And one of them is George Bush of the CIA. Now, he later tried to claim that that was not him, but as I explain in Family of Secrets, it clearly was him. And the other document is equally interesting, and this is from the day of the assassination, right about the time that JFK is expiring. Bush goes to a payphone, and he calls the FBI office in Houston, and he tells the man who answers the phone, who I also document turns out to be a friend of his, that he's calling in a tip on who may have been the shooter. And he identifies a man in Houston, and he says he doesn't know much about him, but he's heard rumors that this guy has been threatening the president's life. Well, what's very, very interesting is that I discover that at the very time that he's calling in this possible threat about this man, his own assistant, Bush's own assistant, is at the man's house meeting with him and giving him an alibi.
Wow, that is very, very interesting indeed. Because I've heard about the memo before, the day after memo, where he's denied that that's him. But again, you don't go to the head of the CIA out of nowhere without any intelligence experience. And then, as you alluded to, you know, how did he get to become president? Well, he went up against Reagan in 1980 in the primaries, and Reagan said, you know, he was very critical of the guy. He said, "What about his membership in the Trilateral Commission? This guy isn't serving your interests." Yada, yada, yada. And then he gets the nomination, and he's forced to take Bush as his VP. And you just know Reagan didn't want to do this.
That's right. Well, the significance of this stuff in the Kennedy section, again, four chapters of new material in Family of Secrets, where some of these documents are out there a little bit and floating around, I drill way down. And I all this stuff about his assistant going to the house of the man who's mentioned in the memo, that's all new. I actually figure out where George H.W. Bush was the morning of the assassination. I document that in the book. I don't want to spoil all the suspense because I tried to write it a bit like a thriller. Look, I know people are sick of the Bushes. They don't want to hear anything more about them. But let me tell you, folks, you don't know the beginning of this thing. This family is representative of a pervasive extra-legal structure that has existed in this country going way back. It still exists to the present day. It's still right there in Washington. You saw a small shift, you know, maybe 5% of the critical population of that city shifted. All the rest of it is the same folks. And so what I try to do here is I try to go back and say, do we really understand the history of our country? And this Kennedy thing itself is enough. It could have been a whole book. Because then I discover, I look at a guy named George de Morenschild. He's an emigre from the Soviet Union, a white Russian, staunch on anti-communist with his own oil and intelligence connections. And he turns out becomes basically the father figure in Lee Harvey Oswald's life in the year leading up to the assassination. He's manipulating him right towards the Texas School Book Depository. And I discover that he's an old friend of guess who? Poppy Bush.
Wow. Weird. I want to get into that more on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. If you've got any questions about the Bush dynasty, now's the time to call in and ask. It's 866-582-9933. We're going to go to your calls in the middle of the next segment. Russ Baker is the author. RussBaker.com. Family of Secrets. We'll be back after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
Out of the bottle, and we can't put it back.
We're on the line with Russ Baker of Family of Secrets, and we were just talking Oswald and who seemed to be handling him. I was wondering, do you guys go over that memorandum that I think I saw it in about 2004. I know that's when Prison Planet did a story on it. But it was from John McComb, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, to the chief of the U.S. Secret Service, James J. Rowley, where they talk about Oswald carrying out activities and, what's the other one there? I can't say. Assignments on behalf of the CIA and the FBI.
Treated in Family of Secrets. But let me say this. McCone himself was in the dark about all this stuff. What was going on there pretty clearly was that Oswald was an operative, a low-level operative, working in a variety of different intelligence capacities, but who was unwitting to his ultimate destiny, to what finally happened to him after the shooting. But the focus of the book, as I say, is the Bush family, and so I've got all this stuff on the Kennedy assassination. Poppy Bush shows up again around Richard Nixon, and what really startles me in my research, I'd always assumed that Richard Nixon was the villain of Watergate, and that he was just power hungry and so on. Well, what I discover is that Watergate is not what I thought it was. And keep in mind, I mean, I've been doing investigative reporting for 20 years. I've written for places like the New York Times, Vanity Fair, Esquire, The Nation magazine, what have you. I mean, I'm a reasonably mainstream guy. I use, you know, classical and very careful research methods. But I'm open to anything when I follow a trail of facts. And so I couldn't understand why Poppy Bush was given all these incredible opportunities by Richard Nixon. You know, 1968, Poppy Bush is a freshman member of the House of Representatives, and he gets on the short list to be Vice President of the United States in 68. And then in 1970, Nixon appoints him to be UN ambassador at the height of very sensitive international negotiations. Then he makes him the chairman of the Republican Party at the height of Watergate, and then they send him off to Beijing at a very sensitive moment. So I say, what is this guy got on Nixon? Well, the answer revealed in the pages of Family of Secrets, and by the way, they can go to the website familyofsecrets.com for more information or to be in touch. And what I discover is that Richard Nixon was essentially controlled by the Bush family and financiers. And what had happened was that in 1946, Prescott Bush had traveled out to Whittier, California, where Nixon was, and they were buying a company, a defense contracting company in Whittier, and they were looking for somebody to run against the Democrat, a guy named Jerry Voorhees, but not, as all the books say it, because Jerry Voorhees was a liberal, but because Jerry Voorhees was the leading guy in the House of Representatives, worried about the aftermath of the Depression, worried about the lack of regulation and accountability of the bankers and of Wall Street, and he was calling for oversight of them, and they, Prescott Bush, Brown Brothers Harriman, and all their buddies did not want this. They brought Richard Nixon into politics. They controlled him for his entire career until he became president, and he started chafing. He started resisting them. He would not put Poppy Bush on his ticket, and he started doing all kinds of things that they didn't like on the oil depletion allowance, the secret negotiations with our former enemies, China and Russia, and they wanted Nixon out. And I document in Family of Secrets in three chapters a covert operation against Richard Nixon involving the Central Intelligence Agency and a circle of people around Poppy Bush himself.
Well, I am definitely going to have to read this book. I have a full list of callers for you, Mr. Baker, so let's just go to the first one. Let's go to Chris in New York. Chris, what's on your mind?
I got to ask Mr. Baker, I'm more interested in the Reagan attempt at assassination,
right?
I mean, mm-hmm. Obviously he was right at the heartbeat away from the presidency. Right. What was that all about?
Well, that's a very interesting one because, as you may know, the fellow who shot him, John Hinckley, was from a family from Midland, Texas.
Was he really the shooter, or was he another one of these people in the forefront? I mean.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't researched that extensively, but I can tell you this, that the Hinckleys were friends of the Bushes. And
I know they were having. He was having breakfast.
All right, Chris. Thank you for the call. Hold on. Let him answer. Go ahead. Go ahead, Russ.
The night of the shooting, Hinckley's brother was scheduled to have dinner with George W.'s brother Neil Bush and his wife Sharon, and you know, it's very complicated. Obviously, was he the shooter? Was he not? You know, was this some sort of a Manchurian candidate thing where he did not know what was going on? We do know that the United States has spent years and years and years on research into the possibility of creating a Manchurian candidate. That's been documented in Senate hearings.
Yeah, what I can tell Chris is that I actually dug up a news report from mainstream media. I think it's NBC from that evening where they admit that the brother was supposed to have dinner with Neil Bush, but they also talk about how he was in a hotel holed up a few miles away from his brother's home for about a week before this happened, and that he wouldn't take calls in the hotel, and that he actually would go to a payphone to talk to somebody, but they never talked about, you know, who that was, and they never followed up on that report. I hope that was of some help for you, Chris. All right, let's go to Rita in Illinois. Rita, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got a couple of questions for Russ, and one real testing for you. Yes, they sold their soul for rock and roll. Yeah, that Columbine thing is bogus. We know it was drugs and it was always
Don't worry, I'm going to watch the whole thing, Rita, I promise you.
Okay. Now, Russ, there's two questions. Whenever I hear South America now and drugs, you know, I mean, well, and when you said Medellin, I think drugs, you know. And are you familiar at all with Klaus Barbie, and does he have, like, relations, like, in the same place at the same time as Klaus Barbie? Are you familiar with Klaus Barbie?
Well, of course I know who Klaus Barbie is, but I'm sorry, I do not have any more information on that subject.
Okay, because he was, right after the war, he was the Butcher of Lyon, and then they sent him over.
I know exactly who he is. I don't have anything related to my book on him.
Okay, because he was working for the CIA as soon as the war was over. We took this Nazi in there, outside of NASA.
Well, that's not a Project Paperclip. Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, and then the other thing, Barbara Bush, do you have anything on her? Like, there's some Freeman, there's this guy, I think Jason knows who Freeman is.
Is there anything on Barbara in there? Yeah, I know who he is. Thank you for the call, Rita.
There are several things on her, but really the most significant thing is I would draw people's attention to, I think it's chapter 4 or chapter 5 of Family of Secrets on the Kennedy assassination, whereas Poppy Bush says he can't remember where he is, right around the time that he's leaving office and Clinton is declassifying all these crucial documents, Barbara suddenly writes a book where she has a letter in there describing where they were at the time of the assassination. It's a remarkable thing, and it fits into this whole story of Poppy's call to the FBI. It's a complicated, fascinating tale. I urge you to read it, and I think you'll find it very, very interesting.
All right, let's jump to Maya in New York. Maya, what's on your mind?
Jason, it's actually Maya. It's a Kemetic Egyptian word meaning justice, righteousness, and balance. Great work, Russ. Looking forward to reading your book. Have a two-parter for you. The first part is, do you include any information on the connection of the Bush crime family to the Order, also known as the Brotherhood of Death, a.k.a. the Order of Skull and Bones at Yale? And the other part is, and I'll listen over the air, the other part is, in terms of the Clinton crime family and the MENA, Arkansas drug trafficking connection, even though they seem to be antagonists on the surface, I understand they're pretty chummy. And I'll listen for your answer. Great work, Jason.
Thank you.
Let me say that, first of all, the book does have a fair amount of material on Skull and Bones, but here's the caveat. The whole purpose of the book was to introduce material that people do not know. And so, almost anything that you're familiar with or you're looking through the book to find something that you have already read somewhere else, it's not going to be in there. I specifically tried to focus into add material to the public record, material that I was able to document by standard accepted methods of professional journalists. That's what I do. I'm not a polemicist. And so Skull and Bones appears primarily, as I explained, its ties to recruiting at Yale in the early days of the CIA. There are a number of other things you may find interesting involving some of the other sort of secret society ties of the people there. I don't want to go overboard and overemphasize that, but I do think it's relevant how a lot of these people are connected to each other through oaths of secrecy and silence.
And then what was the second part of the question? Mena, Arkansas.
Mena, Arkansas. I don't get into that. I mean, there is a chapter, there are some mentions in there of some various enterprises, including a company called Harkin Energy, which provide a kind of a bridge between the Bushes and the Clintons. And you can find out more about that, actually, if you go to the website, another website, which is whowhatwhy.com. whowhatwhy.com. That's a nonprofit investigative reporting site that we've started. There's a story there about Hillary Clinton's ties to the same man who was bankrolling George W. Bush back in those days on the path to the presidency, Harkin Energy. And the site, by the way, is our attempt to continue the research I did in the book based on public support and funding and to go deeper into these subjects.
All right, let's jump to Richard in Texas. Richard, what's on your mind?
Hey guys, how's it going? I was curious if the book has any information about Poppy Bush's original name being Schiff. Maybe any relation or anything about the picture that's on the net about of him as a child, pictured with Goring.
As a child with who?
Goring. I've never heard of that.
I don't know anything about that.
All right, thank you for the call, Richard. Yeah, I've never heard anything about Bush and Goring. What really strikes me is that this family has been able to stay in the shadows somewhat in the past, but then come up to this high prowess, this high part of public notoriety, and stay in power, it seems like, for, you know, over 30 years. I mean, when you look at Poppy Bush as the CIA director, then the vice president for 8 years, then under a president who was supposedly had Alzheimer's, then the president for four more, and then having somewhat close ties to the Clinton family, and then his son is immediately becomes president after that for another 8 years. I mean, their nexus of power must be so great that the people behind the scenes need to be exposed. I mean, obviously this book goes into a lot of those people. What do you think some of the key names are that nobody really knows about?
Well, you know, this is the whole thing, is that most of the people who matter we don't know about at all. First of all, there are all these operatives. I think characteristics of Family of Secrets is the huge number of names in there, and I admit it, it's a little bit complicated. I worked very, very hard to make it as readable as possible, but you know, you do need to trace all of these different people who are operatives. And then on another level, you have these old families, these families who've had a tremendous amount of wealth dating all the way back really to the inception of this country, many of them very, very loyal actually to Britain, and going all the way back to the crown. They were not necessarily fans of the American Revolution, and these entities and these interests are just incredibly pervasive, as you point out, the Bushes right up to the present. And in fact, I'm working on some stories relating to their involvement with the economic collapse, and we see some things involving places like Lehman Brothers, where the Bushes were working. Relatives, Jeb Bush and a cousin were deeply involved in these companies that just sank like a stone in this period.
Well, that's actually a perfect segue for my next question, because I wanted to ask you what you think is in store for somebody like Jeb Bush. Will he be put in the public eye? Will he have a run for the presidency sometime in the future? I mean, what do you think will be done with Jeb?
Oh, I absolutely think that Jeb is a force to contend with. His son, I think, is also preparing to run for office. And I think they will succeed, because very few people in this country really even have the interest to delve deeper into these things. You know, when my book came out, and the book is doing quite well, but it's doing well because of people like your listeners, word of mouth, the internet, the mainstream places. You know, the New York Times just ignored the book, even though it's a major book from a serious publisher, even though I've written for their paper. You know, the thing is that this stuff, a lot of people have trouble handling it, because it really, you know, it questions what we know about everything. It questions the whole framework in which we live. And I think that the Bushes are going to succeed. Are they going to keep around either under their name, or people who are associated with them are in play? There are some people we see even in the Obama administration, even though I think there are a lot of good people in there and reformers. There are a number of people associated with the Bushes, the most obvious one of which is Robert Gates, who had been CIA director under Poppy Bush, the Secretary of Defense under George W. Bush, and he continues as Secretary of Defense under Obama.
Absolutely. It doesn't seem like there is much change in that administration when you have a guy like Gates in there. I was going to ask you about Neil Bush, and if you had anything on him and his Securities and Exchange Commission scandal.
Right. I don't put a lot on Neil in the book. We are hoping to have more on him in the upcoming period at whowhatwhy.com. I just, unfortunately, you know, I had 500 and some pages and so much stuff. Even so, I wasn't able to really touch the other family members too extensively. The book is about, say, a half to two-thirds about the elder Bush and the grandfather, and then about a third on George W. By the way, tons of revelations just on George W., just how he manipulated his so-called religious conversion. I have a whole chapter, Inside Information, where I interview the family religious advisor, and he explains to me how he coached them on the need to get the evangelical vote and what exactly they had to do to get it. And, you know, they just got a free ride on that. Everybody said, well, this guy, you know, whatever his past was like, George W. Bush was born again, and he's okay, he's clean.
Well, that seems to be one of the major manipulations of politicians anywhere, and that's religion, especially Christianity in this country. You know, Christians will seem to blindly follow anybody who says, you know, I'm of the Lord, I believe in the Bible. But then you know, see some of the things that just W has done in his life. I mean, aside from being a member of Skull and Bones, aside from being a member of the Bohemian Club with his father, the guy hasn't done anything, didn't do anything Christian in his entire administration. I mean, he went into two sovereign nations, bombed the hell out of them, and we're still in there. I don't see us getting out anytime soon. I mean, this guy really started a major war of aggression that I think is anything but Christian. But as you said, you know, he was coached into how to get all these Christians to vote for him. And even today, I'll try to explain to people, no, you don't understand. He was part of the secret society at Yale where they recruit for not only intelligence, but, you know, future banking jobs. I mean, those 15 people they recruit every year seem to be always in important administrations, always on important councils, always in important think tanks, always the movers and shakers behind or in front of the scenes. And I try to tell them that, and they're just like, no, he goes to church. I saw him and his father after September 11th there. I mean, what do you think? Do you think these people actually believe in Christianity?
Well, all I can tell you is I encourage your listeners to read, I want to say, chapter 17 or 18 or something of Family of Secrets, and you will see there are actual memos to them telling them to get religion. And this advisor indicates very clearly, you put the timetable together, that before the year in which George W. Bush says he suddenly saw the light, became religious, he was secretly vetting memos sent to his father explaining how to do this and why to do this.
All right, final segment with Russ Baker after this.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Cruelty to the winner, bishop tells the king his lies. Maybe you're a mourner, maybe you deserve to die. They were crying when their sons left. God,
Russ Baker, familyofsecrets.com is the website, and the book goes into the Bush family involvement in the Kennedy assassination. Harvey Lee Oswald apparently is also in this, their connection to Watergate. All new stuff to me, a lot of stuff I did not know about, and this book is heavily sourced. I mean, I can't even tell you the and I've read some thick books, folks, and especially, you know, being in this genre or whatever, a lot of footnotes, but never this many footnotes, and it's always good to have these so somebody can go, well, where'd you get that information? There's a lot of books out there that'll just say whatever they want. They're not well-sourced. This book is probably, just looking at the bibliography, one of the most well-sourced books I've ever seen in my life. If there's something I'm missing, some kind of other new information that you think is important that the listeners need to hear about, now's the time to tell them, Russ.
Sure. Well, I mean, there's so many things in the book. In terms of George W. Bush, I go into some of the hypocrisy on the abortion issue and his own a little bit on his private life. I didn't want to go into that a lot, but it's totally relevant because he really was a hypocrite, and the policies that he enforced on those issues as president really ran counter to his own personal experience. I also go very heavily into the National Guard story. I'm sure you remember how that sunk the career of Dan Rather and mm-hmm. really scared the media off from looking at Bush at all. But in fact, that was critical, and I believe that Family of Secrets contains the most definitive investigation of what really happened with Bush's military career, and establishes, I think rather conclusively, that he skipped out on 2 years of his military service. As I understand it, that is a felony without a statute of limitations. It's striking to me that this stuff has not come out fully, and that we have not taken a more serious look at it. Also, it's fascinating what they did to Dan Rather and to CBS News, because you can pretty much see that they were set up in what looks to be a classic covert operation with documents that really appeared to be real and were slightly altered so that they wouldn't notice those slight alterations, but that when they were put on the air, there were those bloggers within seconds challenging them, and then you had this firestorm, and after that, nobody wanted to look at his military service at all. And here's a guy who had sent thousands of National Guardsmen to Iraq, many of whom ended up injured or dead, who had never expected to serve overseas, just as he never expected to serve overseas. So I think this is a very important ongoing issue. There are a lot of other things in there about the ongoing use of covert operations techniques that were supposed to be employed abroad, and the blowback, and how they're used today in the American political system.
Well, I couldn't agree more with you on the National Guard point. One of my friends was one of those people that had to go over there, served almost a year in Iraq, was blown up in a tank, lost his hearing in one ear, and for him to sit there and grandstand He did duck out for 2 years. And just like you said, you know, some of these documents are real. Then they alter them a little, and then all the documents must be fake. And Dan Rather must be the worst journalist in the world, even though he's been around for, I think at the time, he'd been reporting nationally for almost 40 years.
That's right. And in fact, Dan Rather was one of the few national newsmen who consistently took the Bushes on in a serious journalistic way. You know, he had demanded answers from Poppy Bush when he was president about his knowledge of Iran-Contra, which was a, you know, major illegal operation. And, you know, Poppy Bush kept claiming he was out of the loop, and yet this is the man who had previously been the director of the CIA and then as vice president had the portfolio for covert ops. So the fact that he could claim that, the fact that Rather went after him, and then the fact that they went after Rather, I think, is a rather telling situation.
Very telling. Thank you so much for joining us. It's RussBaker.com or FamilyOfSecrets.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh, the day is dark. There's only one solution.
Folks, we are back. Final hour of the Info Warrior this Friday evening, March 27th. And before you know it, the G20 will be taking place. Obama will be there, and they will openly be talking about this reserve currency, this world global currency. I guarantee you that. You know, I didn't read this off of, I discussed it a little bit, but I want to read the article off of Infowars.com. From the great Kurt Niemo, one of the great people that actually works for the InfoWar, but not over in the Austin, Texas Command Center. In the wake of Alex Jones and InfoWars and Prison Planet, breaking the MIAC story, Highway Patrol Superintendent James Keithley has put a halt to the report that designates Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin, libertarians and constitutionalists as terrorists. The head of the Missouri State Highway Patrol has shut down a controversy report linking right-wing groups with modern militia movement, reports the Associated Press. And the rest of the article over at PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. You can actually see the video. Wanted to go over this memorandum a little bit, just because we had Russ Baker on Family of Secrets. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there on the Bush family, a lot of dirt. I think that JFK2, The Bush Connection, is an excellent documentary to kind of give you somewhat of an overview of the things that you might read partially in this book. But this book obviously looks like it delves into a lot more. I wanted to read, I thought I was going to have him on next week. I thought I was going to have the weekend to read some of this. Not that I would have time, because with the Tarpley deal and I got to come in, I got to do some other work. And you would have no idea. I mean, you got to bust your butt in this office. Oh, there's Jaron throwing up the hook 'em horns. Nope. Oh. Jaron, I know about you. I know. But Jaron, actually, another one of the hard workers. He leaves sometimes after I do, after the show. So does Paul. And they're both here before I am in the morning. I mean, I get here maybe 11:30, 12, 12:30 sometimes, depending. But these guys are in and out and in and out. They're tough workers. What do we got here? Which ones have I not got? Hey, no problem, guys. Let me see. UN panel global. Oh, this is it. I wanted to make a bigger deal out of this one. A vaccine debate once focused on sex shifts as boys join the target market. This is out of the Washington Post. When a vaccine designed to protect girls against a sexually transmitted virus arrived 3 years ago, the debate centered in one question. Would the shots make girls more likely to have sex? And this is the Gardasil shot, by the way. Okay, this isn't a real sexually transmitted disease. This is HPV. Okay, this is a nonsense STD. This has no real repercussions for you. It's like a lower level herpes, I guess. And a lot of the times it clears itself up. But they want to give you a live cancer virus that many people have had terrible, terrible reactions to. Just terrible reactions. And they want to form it for boys now. Now the vaccine's maker is trying to get approval to sell the vaccine for boys. And the debate is focusing on something else entirely. Is it worth the money? And is it safe and effective enough? Yeah, like they care if it's safe and effective. We are still a little more worried about the promiscuity of girls than the promiscuity of boys, says Susan M. Reverby, a professor of women's studies and medical history at the Wesley College. There's still that double standard. I think that's ridiculous. The shift in the discussion about Gardasil illustrates the complex interplay of politics, economics, scientific, regulatory, and social factors that increasingly influence decisions about new types of medical care. I mean, come on. Do we really want... I mean, they're admitting to over 1,000 deaths a year in the United States in this. We're gonna go back to this article and your calls after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlan.tv, Infowars.com.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877 877- 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
They attack all of us with their eugenics programs, with their vaccinations, with their bird flu and the bird flu vaccines, okay? With their SV40 and the polio vaccines, with somebody suing because he lost his legs and winning $22.5 million 30 years later from an oral vaccination on polio, to this, to the HPV vaccine, which the FDA approved for girls as young as 9, although the authorities think 11 and 12 is it. They don't tell you about the horror stories. I mean, this is unbelievable to me about what happens. They say that not only that, the shot is pricey. It's about $500 and you have to do 3 rounds of it. I mean, am I the only one that doesn't want to go take 3 shots of poison? 3 shots of poison starring Jason Burmes as he cries his eyes out. I mean, give me a break. All right, I'm going to stop. I got a couple other news stories that we're going to hit up, including 16 patients in the VA found with basically because they don't care at the VA some of the times. You know, we take such great care of our heroes in this country. Give me a break. I mean, literally, 16 patients exposed to contaminated equipment at Veterans Affairs medical facilities. They got hepatitis C, which is, of course, totally, I mean, hepatitis B. How many? Let's see. 4 Tennessee patients have hepatitis B. 6 tested positive for hep C. Those are serious diseases. Those will kill you. Okay? And, I mean, come on. Can we at least treat our veterans with a little respect? With just a smidgen of self-dignity? Apparently not. All right. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to, I believe we're on Steven in Texas. Steven, what's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jason. As hoping to get to Russ Baker, but I'll ask you this. First of all, before I ask my question, I wanted to say, you know, he was talking about Bush's in relation to Christianity. I am a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, and I just want to say to all the unbelievers out there, for lack of a better term, don't, you know, judge Jesus Christ and Christianity by people like the Bushes or so much what's called Christianity in America. Judge it by Jesus himself and the Bible. You'll have a whole different outlook on that.
I got to agree with you there.
Yeah. What I wanted to ask is this. You know that Alex has brought out in the past about the, you know, these people with the New World Order, they have bloodlines that go all the way back to the pharaohs in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And they're dynasties. And so, you know, he's brought out how Bush and Kerry are actually cousins through Hugh Hefner.
Mm-hmm.
They're both blue bloods from up there in, you know, the Maine area. And I saw a documentary some time ago that a guy did independently on, it was on Google, and I can't remember who the guy was, but he had gone through Ancestry.com to trace this. And what he came up with, and this is what I wanted to find out about, if you don't know about this, if you could research this, he said that he found out in tracing the family line of Barack Obama that he was the 8th cousin of George Bush and the 12th cousin of Dick Cheney.
Yeah, I've read that too, and it seems to be pretty solid. I did not go through Ancestry.com to check it out, but I think Obama does admit that he's Cheney's like very, very distant cousin. And then it's really not speculation that Bush and Kerry are related. They're related on both sides. And they're related as soon as third cousins on one side and 8th cousins on the other. That Hefner bit, I remember that story. I think that they're both related to Hefner as distant cousins as well, maybe once or twice removed. But it's kind of separate. It's not like Hefner actually links them. They're still cousins on both sides.
Yeah, it's really interesting how, you know, you mentioned earlier this term that they put out, right wing. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, now, we've got both wings because we have the only bird that's flying. in this whole situation. But, you know, it's funny how they'll focus on Barack Obama's ties to the Marxist, socialist, Muslims, etc. But, you know, you don't hear anything about the possibility of his ties with people like the Bush family.
Of course not, because he's the president of the planet. And yeah. These guys that are in power know that Bush has a terrible image worldwide, so they don't want to associate their new golden boy with the Bush family. I thank you for the call. We're going to jump to Steve in New York. Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. I just want to vent here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work today, and I had a copy of the InfoWars article about the GIVE Act.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to one of the Lord of the Goons where I work. He's like the superior intellect at the where I work.
Mm-hmm.
And I argued with him a little bit, and he's like, no, that can't be true. Pulled the article right out of my pocket, and his argument was to me, Obama didn't say this. This was George Miller from California that proposed this. Like, they had no connection at all, which was hilarious to me.
Who cares who said it? It's passed through the House now. It went through Congress. It's gone through the House. We're in the fifth version of the bill. It is a nightmarish bill. Did you possibly show him Section 1710, which is the study to evaluate the effectiveness of a centralized electronic citizenship verification system using our children in the Department of Education? What does that have to do with national service? Well, who cares if Obama wrote it or knows about it? He's going to sign it.
And that's what I said. He's definitely going to sign it. Is he going to sign it? I don't know. He likes to negate the facts, but I'm like, all the facts were there. Oh, this guy Miller wrote it in Congress. he proposed it, which is totally ludicrous.
Yeah,
just another quick point, Jason. Sure. I don't know if this is proper for the show, but I'm sorry, I have a little technical question for you.
Sure.
On iTunes, I try to get your podcast. I only get 1 hour at a time. I don't know if that's happened to anybody else.
I gotta get on the line with my tech guys. I mean, I was supposed to have a direct download podcast up there over a week ago, but
it's
they
got
do
three
get
sections. I was always three sections for some reason. I don't know, but I only get one section at a time. So
yeah, I'll check it out. I'll definitely look into it because you should really be able to download all 3 hours into one file, man. That's what makes the most sense. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to who we on. I think we are in Brian in Pennsylvania. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey,
yes, Brian.
Jason.
Yes.
Hey, I heard you talking about the MIAC report a little bit ago, and I got an email from I'm a part of Aaron Russo's Restore the Republic website.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me an email about this PDF, and it's this modern tyranny movement, and it's a 14-page PDF, and it's basically like going through and talking about the Federal Reserve, and it mentions the MIAC report in there, and it looks like it's a really well thought out document.
Mm-hmm.
To refute something like the MIAC report and whatnot. But
basically going through and showing, you know, how in the wrong they are for publishing something like that against the Campaign for Liberty, against the Constitution Party, against the top three third-tier candidates, if you will. I mean, how about against the American flag in general and the Don't Tread on Me flag when they show five different versions of the American flag that you can no longer have as a bumper sticker?
Trust me, you don't know how sick it made me, because I own a Gadsden Don't Tread on Me flag, and, you know, I enjoy my flag very much, so it just made me mad that, you know, they would try and call someone like me a terrorist, because I appreciate, you know, our roots of the rest of our country.
It's personal freedom. How dare you, sir? Yeah, I guess we can't have personal freedom. You know, it's not allowed anymore. We all have to cow down to the globalist bankers and this new one world currency, and that's the bottom line. I thank you for the call, Brian. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, what's on your mind?
Hello,
yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. You know, I was a bit discouraged the other week, and I was reading in Habakkuk chapter 2 and discovered that actually the movement that's happening now with people trying to extort and greed and plunder the nations was spoken of. And actually, I believe there is a comment here referring to the movement of the people waking up to that. It's very specific. I was kind of surprised to discover it, and that Habakkuk was talking about complaining to God about the Babylonians, and the Lord said that, well, there's going to be a time in the end, not then, but in the end, And it was talking about extortion. In verse 6, it talks about those who pile up stolen goods and make themselves wealthy by extortion. How long must this go on? Will not your debtors suddenly arise? Will they not wake up and make you tremble? I was encouraged by that, and I think that if you look that up and look at the passage, you'd find that it is probably referring right to this time in history.
All right, I'll definitely check it out. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to, I believe, who do we have? Do we have John in Ohio last? We're up to Brian in New York, I believe. Brian, what's on your mind?
Jason. Oh, hey, Jason, this is a technical question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm doing, I used to do a cable access show,
mm-hmm.
which was, you know, TV, but I want to do a internet, so how do I begin?
How do you do an internet radio show? Well, there are a bunch of different venues out there. Justin.tv will let you do something similar to this on a lower scale. In other words, you'll be able to broadcast video and audio for free. You just go sign up for Justin.tv, and then really all you need is a computer that can handle a decent camera. It doesn't have to be, you know, so good. I would advise better than a you know, the one that comes on your computer that's about 1.3 megapixels.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the worst, but if you hook up just a regular DV camcorder, just a 720 by 480 standard def, and you have the proper video card, you can broadcast pretty decently, and then on top of that, you can tape it and then put it on the web later, like on YouTube, so there's no delay, because you're going to get a delay on Justin.tv. Other than that, there are some other great radio stations out there that will kind of let you do your own thing. It's kind of where I started. Revere Radio Network's one of them. You know, they'll probably be more than happy to give you a show. So you just got to kind of contact around the Patriot Movement and see what you can do. And I'm sure you can find a time slot and a way to do it. Other than that, it takes nothing more than maybe Skype and a microphone. We'll come back to your calls after this. It's the Info Warrior, 866-582-9933.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, March 27, 2009. Gold opened at $934.90. An ounce gold coin can be purchased for $961.76, $480.88 for half, and $240.44 for quarter. That's $961.76, $480.88, and $240.44.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com
or download it in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Cold in this studio. You guys just, it's too hot to handle, too cold to hold in this studio. I mean, you could literally, I don't know what it is with Jones, but this place is, it's me. Hartman knows it's not me. He can't, I have just a regular t-shirt on. I start getting goosebumps. I always have to have a jacket or a hoodie, and then it's still cold. You wonder why sometimes I rock a winter hat in here? It's because I can. It's because it's freezing in here. Yeah, in New York, I put the heat on. Paul, I mean, he's like, I thought you were from New York. Yeah, in New York, it's called heat, and I turn it right up. I like it, because you go outside for a second, you're like, ooh, and then just go right into the warmth. Here, it's warm outside, and I'm freezing. All right, enough complaining. Let's go to T in Texas. T, what's on your mind?
Well, I was actually calling about the HPV issue that you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just the fact that our society is such, I mean, that we are so reliant on Western medicine, it's absolutely deplorable that we're just, you know, we wait for crises to occur, and then it's like these drug companies jump on the chance to, I don't know, it's like they're pouncing on these people that are just innocently expecting help. I mean, I had an absolutely deplorable situation, like all throughout, you know, young adulthood, I was just drugged up on all these, you know, prescription drugs. And
what do they put you on? Things like Ritalin and such?
No, they had me on shit for bipolar disorder.
Okay, I gotta let you go.
You there?
Oh, I mean, bipolar disorder. I actually had an ex-girlfriend who was always complaining to me about bipolar, and she was on all sorts of meds on and off. And I just don't think meds are at the root of the issue. Do some people need medication for things? Yes. Is some medication good? Yes. However, putting children on the likes of Ritalin is not good. Prozac, what's the most active ingredient? Fluoride. I mean, no, I don't want fluoride. When fluoride is there to make you docile, and the Nazis wrote about it, and they were the first ones to use it in the concentration camps, guess what? It's not for me. We're going to continue to take your calls. It's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Steve in Ohio. Steve.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, man.
Sorry about that. Was my bad. I got a magic jack, and I think I got magically screwed.
You know what I mean? Yeah. How is, you know what? I got to know. Now, let's do a little consumer thing. I've seen the magic jack on the TV. It's basically this USB stick that you stick into your computer, and for $20 for the stick, and then $20 a year, you have free, unlimited calling throughout the entire United States. I think you even get Canada. And whatnot. Are you on that now?
Yeah, it's clear now, but
I mean, it sounds really clear. I'm kind of shocked. I mean, it sounds really clear. Go ahead.
Right now it is, Jason, but I mean, it's not worth it. I mean, even $20 a year, it's not worth it.
No, it's not as good as they're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I sound really macho usually.
Mm-hmm.
I know I don't sound that way now, you know?
it high pitches you. It brings you up a little bit. Because everybody's, listen, anybody with cable anyway, and I haven't been watching TV since I've been out in Texas, but I recently got cable again in New York, and I'm one of those guys that can't sleep at night. Even when I go home tonight, I probably won't get to bed till like 3 a.m. So I'm constantly flipping through these infomercials, and I see the Magic Jack, and I'm like, you know, for $20, that's not too bad, but you're saying don't go with the Magic Jack.
It me personally, and it may depend on your cable, you know, service, et cetera, et cetera. But me personally, no. It's not worth it. I mean, it's just not worth it.
Is it kind of like Skype-like? You can almost get the same quality from, like, Skype?
Not as good as that. When I was talking to you, it sounded like you was underwater.
I gotcha.
And a lot of times I can't. Anyway, I know you probably got calls, so I won't get right to the meat of the situation here.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, good news I was going to tell you about, I told you about the red lights. And
yep.
I'm really damn proud of my hometown, by the way, because they did that. And secondly, today, I was in my apartment, and I heard this, what do you call it, bullhorn that Alex uses?
Sure.
Is that what you call them, bullhorns?
Yeah, usually bullhorns or microphones, one of those.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Anyway, my first thought, and this is terrible, my first thought was, oh, my God, they're here. You know, the SS is here, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then I said, man, what is that, you know? And you know what I heard they started naming all the people in the Bilderberg that was with the Federal Reserve.
Hold on, I'm going to bring you over. I want to talk about that. People exposing the elites on the street and their organizations. That's the kind of activism we need. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. 866-582-9933. Half an hour left to go, folks. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, Call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Stretching around the corner.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Steve in Ohio, and he heard outside a little bullhorning, thinking to himself, uh-oh, what is going on here? And it's actually somebody talking about the members of the Bilderberg Group that are in the Obama administration, and I wonder if they got this information and the idea to do so from the Obama deception, Stephen.
I would say my guess, Jason, by the way, you're underwater again. The magic is working again. yeah, poor man's phone, you know.
Yeah, but, what can you do?
I would say, Jason, it's either Kentucky, because it's really close to Cincinnati, or Ohio. We are Change Ohio, or Kentucky, one of the two. If they're listening, maybe they might call in or something. But you know what? I actually got tears. For the first time in a long, long history of man, truth is piercing the air. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, truth is actually piercing the air. I mean, it's just like, you know.
That's why they want to stop the internet, man. I mean, listen, the whole way that we're able to do this, and even you making this phone call right now, is through the internet. And that's why China is banning YouTube, and they are so aggressively going after the internet. That's why I have a kid call in who's 14 years old yesterday. They're telling him how great Karl Marx is, and then he can't even log on to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com because they're banned.
Yeah.
The internet scares the hell out of him, man.
Yeah, he sounds younger than that, really.
I know. I was kind of shocked that he said he was 14, but you know what? I had a high pitch when I'm almost 30 now, so, you know, I got this deep, manly voice later on. All right, I thank you for the call, Steve, and we're going to jump to another caller. It's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Charles in Florida. Charles, what's popping?
Hello, good evening. I took my mom down to Miami with me to Florida International University to watch a free viewing of the Obama deception.
Killer.
And she was like, she liked the movie, but something funny is that she didn't know that Alex Jones was narrating the movie, and she actually got kind of intimidated when she actually saw him in person protesting. And she kind of like, I hate that guy protesting. I'm like, well, do you like the guy narrating? And she's like, yeah, he's a great narrator. He really explains the story. I'm like, well, it's the same person. She was kind of jaw-dropped. I guess she's more reserved, and she doesn't like all that. She kind of compared him to John Madden.
Well, you know what? A lot of people will say that about Alex. You know, it's different strokes for different folks. But one of the things that I really did love about the Obama deception was how well he narrated. I think it's his best narration yet. I think it's calm, cool, and collective. And the addendum, I don't know. I'm not quite sure how much Obama 2 or Obama the addendum is actually going to have of Alex. So, you know, it is possible that the second Obama deception, or whatever they decide to call it, may not have as much Jones. I've been seeing him. Obviously, we're shipping in Tarpley for a second interview. I know we're doing a second interview with Humphreys, and that a lot of news footage is being gone through. But maybe he will be a little more reserved. You know, it's just so hard to, you know, take the message away from the messenger. I mean, he works so hard, and, you know, it is frustrating. I mean, I saw Jones, you know, I mean, if you were listening to the beginning of the show today, Jones was doing another radio show at the beginning of my show, so I couldn't even step in for the first couple of minutes. And when you see this guy in person, when the cameras are off, and he's doing a phone interview with some other, he is just as emotional. You know what I mean? The only time that you can sit down and get him to say something so reserved is when he's doing a voiceover. You know what I mean? Sometimes in interviews it comes across. But when he's on the phone, man, I mean, he was on, an African-American show in Chicago. And he'd been on there several times. But he's going after Obama, and the majority of the listeners aren't with him because they haven't seen his information. They don't know what he's talking about. And, it's very hard to separate the message from the messenger. I hear you. But overall, what did your mother think?
She's like, well, you know, corruption's been going on forever, and, you know, you can never really have a perfect capitalism market. She grew up in the Dominican Republic, and there was a dictator there when she was growing up. And she's not scared. She's got a lot of faith. And she got worried because I was talking to the man that was running, you know, it was kind of like a We Are Change Florida, but it was like a section of it. And I was talking to him, and he was kind of trying to recruit me to join a militia. And it was in front of my mother, and, you know, he was telling me this and that, concealed weapon permit, and she's listening to all this, and I was talking to her afterwards, and I was just like, she's like, Mom, and she's like, Charles, it's people who are too vocal about the guns that, let's say we won it, let's say we win this thing, which we probably will. People like that who are too obsessed with, like, living by the sword, when they come to power, that's how the corruption begins all over again. So just be careful with what you do. I want you to be active and vocal and glorify, you know, your family, and I'm a Christian and God while I'm doing this, but just be careful not to get power happy over it. You know,
I'm with you there, and I would say there's nothing inherently wrong with the militia movement or owning a gun, and I'm totally pro Second Amendment, but I find that the most effective thing that I can do, that others can do, is to talk to people, is to hand out information, is to hold,
I love it, Jason. I love that. That's a beautiful thing to do, and just calmly, peacefully, and gracefully, and nicely, and keep yourself reserved, and keep your pride active, and don't give up, and you know, things might not go my way, but just, you know, keep a positive attitude no matter what. Violence should be like the last thing to resort to.
Exactly. I mean, I don't want to say that, you know, there's never a time to take up arms. There obviously is. That's why it's in the Second Amendment. That's why some people will say, you know, we have the voting, the ballot box, and then we have the cartridge box. You know, that's there for a reason. But at the same time, in modern history, the people I've seen have the most effect are people like Gandhi, are people like Martin Luther King Jr., and those are the people that I want to emulate in this movement so that they can't
demonize us. Yeah, you, Alex Jones, you're doing it peacefully. Yeah, you guys get a little vocal sometimes, but most of the time you're just reserved. Everyone's human, everybody has their faults. I might have a time where I'm protesting, you just get worked up, and you know, I might get assaulted by the cops, or I might, you know, accidentally assault somebody, but, like, I'm trying to do this peacefully because I'm human and I have an anger problem, so the best thing I could
do. Charles, speaking of anger problems, I'm going to have my guys bring up my popular mechanics debate. Bring up part two of the popular mechanics debate versus loose change, and we're going to play that because I get a little heated. I'm not perfect, and I want to play some of that and really just show you. You know, I mean, I try to use words as weapons, man. Those are the best ones. And by the way, I thank you for the call, Charles. But at the same time, I wish I was a little more reserved, you know, almost three years ago now. I wish I could have controlled my emotions a little bit better. But it was so difficult for me sitting right next to James Meggs, knowing that he's lying to my face. Knowing it. Knowing he's a disingenuous person. Knowing that he's a tool of propaganda. And having him smarmily look me in the eye and know that he's lying along with David Dunbar, it dug at me hard, man. And, I mean, you can tell, I mean, my face is a little bit red. I'm talking as quickly as possible because I have a limited amount of time. And, you know, it may not be my best work, but I feel like what I said was the truth. And I refuted almost every point they made. So let's go to that, because we're going to be going over popular mechanics a lot in the next week when they try to debunk the FEMA camps. We got it, Jaron? Hit it up.
Let's turn to the Pentagon right now.
Sure.
In the excerpt of Loose Change that deals with the attack on the Pentagon.
My
might have appeared that way, but from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in, and as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
The official explanation is that the intense heat from the jet fuel vaporized the entire plane. Indeed, from these pictures, it seems that there's absolutely no trace of a fully loaded Boeing 757. But if the fire was hot enough to incinerate a jumbo jet, then how could investigators identify 184 out of 189 people found at the Pentagon? The Armed Forces DNA Identification Laboratory, which was responsible for the task, was also responsible for identifying the dead in Shanksville. Keep that in mind for later. So what is a Boeing 757 made of? The exact details are not public knowledge. But what we do know is that Flight 77 had two Rolls-Royce RB211 engines made of steel and titanium alloy, which are 9 feet in diameter, 12 feet long, and weigh 6 tons each. Titanium has a melting point of 1,688 degrees Celsius. Jet fuel is a hydrocarbon, which can maintain a constant temperature of 1,120 degrees Celsius after 40 minutes, but only if the fuel source is maintained. The fuel would have burned off immediately upon impact. Therefore, it is scientifically impossible that 12 tons of steel and titanium was vaporized by jet fuel.
Dylan Avery, the narrator and filmmaker of Loose Change, a film that is getting tremendous attention. Millions of people have downloaded it. Dylan and Jason are here in New York in this weekend of the anniversary, giving out thousands of copies of the film. The issue of the Pentagon, David Dunbar, executive editor of Popular Mechanics.
Well, the clip starts with a red herring, claiming that experts say the plane was vaporized, which is untrue. And in addition, in our book, and I believe even in the film, there's evidence of debris on the lawn of the Pentagon. There's plenty of debris that's been found inside the building. There were the largest chunk was probably the landing gear that punched through the C-ring to make that 16-foot exit hole. So there's plenty of physical evidence, including the flight data recorder and forensics that were done, that there was a 757 that struck the Pentagon. And I'm still waiting, after 5 years, to see any physical evidence of any kind that would indicate that it was a missile or anything else that hit the Pentagon.
Well, I mean, we've been waiting 5 years to see clear video of what actually happened at the Pentagon, and you guys are coming on and saying that you're experts on the fact when nobody has seen what has happened. You guys claim to have seen photographs that have been released just to you, and I want to know why those haven't been released to the public.
What photographs have you seen?
I am not coming on this show. I'm presenting myself as an expert in metallurgy or structural engineering. I'm coming on the show as the editor of this book. And what do? We do what you would do, Amy, or any other journalist would do. We talk to people who are experts in the field. And that's what we did with this book in order to debunk these 9/11 myths. I highly recommend it for documentary filmmakers or anybody else who wants to look at the data. That's what we did. We talked to people who were there at the scene. We talked to structural engineers. We talked to aviation crash experts.
Jason Berman.
Ms. Goodman, I'd just like to address the fact that they have claimed that they have 84 videos through an FOIA request pertaining to what did strike the Pentagon. But the bottom line is, nothing should have struck the Pentagon. We know through the 9/11 Commission testimony that Norman Mineta, the head of the Transportation Department, was in a bunker with Cheney prior to the Pentagon strike. Now, this is the only 3.5 minutes out of the hundreds of hours that's been censored by C-SPAN. Why? Because he says he's in a bunker with Cheney, and an aide walks in and says, "Sir, the plane is 50 miles out. Sir, the plane is 30 miles out. Do the orders still stand?" Cheney snaps his head around and says, "Of course the orders still stand. By the time it was 10 miles out, it was too late, and the Pentagon was struck." That is a direct stand-down order, and if you listen to the NORAD tapes, later on, some of these people are actually tracking these planes, asking to shoot them down, and they're getting a negative shoot-down order. Why is that significant? Well, in June of 2001, Cheney signs a DOD memo putting shoot-down orders in his hands, Rumsfeld's hands, and Bush's hands alone, where it was standard operating procedure if colonels were to intercept these planes and they saw a threat, they could do the shoot-down order.
let's back up a little bit.
Jim, that was a fun
we started talking about physical evidence for an aircraft hitting the Pentagon. An aircraft was seen by hundreds of people, eyewitnesses. The wreckage was removed from the Pentagon. The bodies were removed from the Pentagon and identified. None of those people have materialized to explain that this was a conspiracy. We're not a political magazine. We're about facts. We're about what happens when airplanes crash, how buildings are built. And so we're not going back to conspiracies that might have been hatched, you know, during the Kennedy administration or other eras. But we are looking for physical evidence, positive evidence for any of these claims. Every time we get into detail on one, they fall apart. The stand-on order is a good example. If you look at the NORAD tapes, and Vanity Fair, the same magazine that did a very laudatory story on you guys, has a story in their current issue that includes these tapes. And what you see was total chaos that day. Nobody knew where the planes were. It was complete disorganization. And the protocol for how to handle a commercial aircraft was a complete mess. And in fact, I think on September 10th, 2001, most of us would have been horrified to think that the minute a commercial aircraft goes off course, there'd be an F-16 on our trail with Sidewinder missiles. That was not a country I think any of us would want to live in.
What Mr. Meigs doesn't want to address is that article clearly states that the same kind of things were happening in the drills as what was happening on September 11th. You have comments like, I've never seen so much real-world stuff during an exercise. You have somebody following Flight 11 for 20 minutes after it's hit the World Trade Center. And then you have Cynthia McKinney twice asking for reports on these drills, the last time in a 2005 Department of Defense budget thing from Myers and Rumsfeld. And she never gets it. And she asked him, well, did these war games, you know, help or hurt us? And Richard Myers actually said they helped our response on 9/11, which is total nonsense. We know at 8:45 in the morning, the CIA at the NRO building is running a drill of ramming a plane into a building. We know that FEMA was here the night before in New York City for a bioterror drill. We also know the FAA is running drills of 20-plus hijacked jets going in and out of radar at the same exact time these four hijackings are happening. That's what he doesn't want to tell you.
I also want to jump in. We still have not seen any pictures of two RB-211 engines, the tail section, any of that. We have not seen any significant parts of debris. And I would like to know what sources you have that the landing gear created that punch-out hole, because I have heard completely different responses.
All right,
I heard the fuselage.
Pull it. All right, there it is. Not that I'm perfect on that. I stammer and stutter a couple times, but James Meigs is like, And you notice he brings in the Kennedy assassination or Kennedy conspiracies? When did I mention John F. Kennedy? I don't think I did, Paul. Did I mention John F. Kennedy in there? No, I didn't. That's right. That's correct. All right. We're going to take one more caller on the other side, but I just want to show you what their tactics are. They just don't want to address, they didn't address the stand down that I talked about. They didn't address the Cheney testimony. Remember, they're talking to experts, though. They talk to the experts. I advise it for anybody who's making documentary films. Well, Mr. Dunbar, I advise you kiss my black ass. How's that, huh? You like that, folks? You don't like it? That's okay. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're going to take your calls in the final segment. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and fuck up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping and wondered if I could have made her life different.
I'm ending this day. Yes, I did.
Damn, shorty. All right, folks, we are back. The final segment of the Info Warrior, our 1 month anniversary. We did it, folks. 4 weeks. It's all thanks to Jaron and his goofy dancing back there. Paul Hartman really, really does most of the work. Jaron just kind of sits there and froths at the mouth, but whatever. That's his problem. All right. Let's go to our last caller. Let's go to our last caller of the evening. Let's go to Alfred in Texas. Alfred, what's on your mind?
First of all, I want to say it was a great first month. A lot of good information. And,
thank you.
And I love listening to the Mortal Technique. Y'all should try and get him on.
Yeah, I do need to get him on. You know what? I got to give him, my producer his info so we can try to get him on, because he is a great guest, and he really is just a top of the line rap artist overall. Whether it's political or not, I mean, he is nasty. Yeah. The man spits hot fire.
Yeah, he does. And also, I want to say about the Popular Mechanics, like these guys on that interview just playing. Like, I remember watching that interview back in the day, and like they said, like they're not experts or whatever. And then, like, I was watching a History Channel like documentary, and it was basically like, oh, well, maybe something else did happen on 9/11. And then it showed like, oh, here's the experts and here's the conspiracy theorists. And it was showing like it was showing him as an expert and stuff when he says on that other show he's not an expert. And then it was showing you and like Dylan is like the conspiracy theorist. But they always show it as, like, on the History Channel, whenever they're coming out with one of those 9/11 shows, which they do a lot, they show it as, like, oh, well, maybe something different happened, but it never is. It's always, you know, whatever, like, the official report is, or, you know, like, it's same with, like, the Kennedy things that come on the History Channel as well.
Yeah, well, like, you know what, I made the point the other day that, you know, one of the things that they take out of context in the History Channel thing is where I talk about news reporters talking to the FBI, talking about secondary explosions or devices in the towers, right? And they go, oh, no, that's this reporter, and it's all about Albert Turri, and he's not with the FBI, he's with the FDNY, he's the FDNY chief. And then they play him talking about secondary devices in the building, bringing it down. Okay? Like it's any less credible than the FBI saying it. But then there's a separate clip of the FBI talking about secondary devices in the basement, possibly truck bombs, to bring the building down.
I don't think they can even, like, it seems like we're just, I mean, I know we do, like, attack them out there and stuff, but, like, how can they keep this story straight? I don't even see with all these lies, like.
Well, they don't keep it straight. They basically
lie. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's proof right there, again, that they don't keep it straight exactly. But you know what I'm saying? Like, just I don't see how more people don't see that.
Well, more like, people just, are just not interested. They're just not involved.
But
they don't want to
like,
read.
Every day, though, since the Obama deceptions come out, I'm sure I've gotten at least one person of the hundreds I'm telling watch it to check it out. So.
No, that's definitely encouraging. You sending out the big high-quality link?
Yeah, well, I'm just like, you know, I go to UTSA, I'm pretty vocal about, you know, check out the Obama deception, like my 200 people classes and stuff.
Killer, man. Hey, that's the way to do it. Be vocal, be a human being, you know what I'm saying?
I was at CD Exchange today, and I was talking to, like, the owner there or something, and he seemed like he was, you know, waking up, and he told me he was going to check out the Obama deception for sure.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you, Alfred. I appreciate the call. Folks, that's what we need to do. We need to reach out to one another. We need to become human beings again, okay? We got to love humanity. We got to love freedom. We got to love each other. And, you know, especially that earlier caller talking about Stormfront and how he was brought into Infowars.com and that way of thinking through that, you know, let's be honest, a white nationalist racist website, you know, ones that the evil Jews, folks, get beyond the evil Jews or the blacks or the Mexicans are going to do it. No, unfortunately, the power lies mostly in power-hungry Anglo-Americans. All right? That's the real deal. Tarpley's dead on. But it's a slew of power-hungry people at the top. It's not just one race. Let's get it straight. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. There's Bill and Hill Clinton living it up, not giving a what. InfoWarrior.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.